And you're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. Today is a very special and exciting day.
Hi, everybody. All our listeners out in Radio Land, welcome to another Monday evening Radio Bonanza.
That's right.
Yes.
Yes. And what are we going to listen to?
The MC5 were awarded the Musical Excellence Award at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So they were nominated six times and failed six times to be inducted, but now they're in a special category with, like, Dionne Warwick and other luminaries.
I see. That's cool.
Mere months after the passing of Wayne Kramer, and it's not been even a month since John Sinclair passed away, too. So we're going to hear from some MC5 Classic. Yeah. Looking at you.
Let's take it away, then.
And stick around for lots more fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Here you are on CKUT 90.3 FM. Monday, the 22nd of April, 2024. It's Earth Day, Doug. Yes,
it is. I rode my bike today.
I saw you riding your bike today.
Yeah?
We talked to each other.
That's right. We did, yeah, in the morning, right after I pulled my back.
Ooh.
But the reality hadn't set in yet. I don't know if anybody has a dog.
I don't.
Or like a child.
Oh, I have one of those. Yeah.
You let them go over to somebody else's house.
Yes.
And when they come back, you like smell them.
And they smell different.
Yeah, they picked up the smell.
Yeah.
The same is true of microphones.
Oh, yeah? And you find is, it's a different...
Yeah, that I was using another microphone that I got recently, and it smelled like its place of origin. Whereas this one, I just switched it because you breathe in as much as you breathe out.
True.
When you're on a mic, so you tend to smell it. And
I don't smell this one. What's that one smell like?
Nothing.
But
here, smell.
No. Where's the other one go?
Smell this one.
Okay, I'm going to smell the other mic now. Okay. You listening, folks? This is live radio. Oh, yeah, no, it's, I think it's, it smells like it's been kept in a sock.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's not what you want.
I'm not,
your face.
I'm not so happy that I did that. Oh, man.
Oh,
okay. Live radio, ladies and gentlemen.
Fear Factor, 27th Hour Edition.
Smell this mic to move on.
God. What do we hear? We had the MC5 looking at you. The Buff Medways with Medway Wheelers, because it's full-on bicycle season now. As we heard, Doug was bicycling earlier today. And
for
I
the record, I've been biking all year long.
Yeah, you're one of those.
And it upsets me at this time of year because I don't have the paths myself anymore.
Yeah.
I have to share.
Yeah, sharing's important in this world.
Some even say it's scary.
Yeah.
Medway Wheelers.
Yeah. Yeah. And then because I was going with my own personal Hall of Fames, I would be like, if I had a Hall of Fame for my punk rockers, it'd be like a lot of these tracks.
This is okay.
Yeah, I was going with
Hall of Graham.
The Hall of Fame. Yeah. I don't know. Whatever. Buff Medways, Medway Wheelers. The Leather Uppers with their cover of Kiss, Love Gun. The New Bomb Turks, Job, which is a cover of another band, original song. I can't remember the name of the band. Weirdos, maybe?
Love Gun?
No, that's Kiss. Job. Yeah.
Job.
Job, yeah.
Is that like a biblical? I wasn't listening.
Well, that's why I am working on a biblical playlist. It's,
oh, yeah.
It might be a two-parter. I'll do Old Testament and New Testament.
Yes.
But this one could do double duty. It could be Job also. But he doesn't sing it like that. And it's not really what the song's about. So yeah. It's a bit stretch anyway. And then we heard The Oblivions.
Here.
Yeah. We heard The Oblivions. You fucked me up. You put me down.
Oh, when I read that, I missed the up part. I was like, oh, that's sad. They had a night, a magical night.
You fucked me. You put me down.
Yeah, it's a little differently.
Yeah, anyway.
I didn't come up with a lot of music tonight, so I'm just killing time. So
okay.
That's right. Should I play something now?
Maybe what else is there here that maybe you could smell so that you would have this?
Oh, to make it equal? I've been smelling that thing since
Orange
the beginning, man.
I've had that.
I've had that the whole first time we were talking.
And there's some markers down there.
Would you like me to fart on your face or something?
No,
would that make it better?
No. You misunderstand.
Okay, I thought you wanted to fight fire with fire here, but we don't do that anyways. I wouldn't do that.
You don't fart?
Not on
it's
people's
faces.
It's not
healthy. You need to fart.
Get out of here. You don't know me if you think that's what's happening. Of course, in private, a person is entitled to...
That's true.
Anyways, let's... Maybe we'll just put a pin in that one for now. And... I did want to play some songs because at the beginning of the month, John Card passed away, who played in a number of punk bands, Canadian punk bands, some of my favorites, including, and this is funny, I think, wow, I was just reading it, what does it say, that he grew up in, was in, yes, Card founded the band Plasticide, great name, later called Suburban Slag, all right, in Calgary, Alberta, shout out to Cowtown. After seeing the band Personality Crisis in Calgary, he moved to Winnipeg, Manitoba, to join the group. This led to stints with punk bands SNFU, DOA, and the Subhumans.
Oh, good.
So that's a pretty much a who's who of the... what other Canadian... He didn't... What other Canadian punk bands?
What era are you talking about there? What are the years?
Let's look at how old this... I'm thinking he was like mid to early 20s in the 90s. Because that's the period I'm thinking of.
Let's say he was born in 1960?
1983 okay. Is when they did Personality Crisis.
Okay.
So this guy, what are you... I'm thinking 70, date of birth. Where is it?
I thought I saw it.
1960. There you go. Big miss. So he would have been 60.
Yeah. Poor fella. So you got a bunch of tracks that he's performed on set here, or what are we gonna listen to here?
I guess it would have been 23 in 83. So
more
that's,
math.
That's perfect. yes. I was like just a little ahead.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm gonna play Personality Crisis, performing Twilight's Last Gleaming, and then I have some Subhumans, not to be confused with the British ones, the Canadian ones, and some SNFU. So keep it locked to the 27th Hour of Chaos or Disorder. It is CKUT 90.3 FM. And don't worry, we'll be doing the weather next, right?
Yeah,
after
next.
This.
Yeah, yeah.
We've got to do the weather.
Do the lowdown okay. on the high
forecast.
Pressure systems and stuff.
Here we go.
Of course, we should do the five cast as well.
We should. You should do the octocast.
I'll see what I can do about that.
Double it. All right, here's Twilight's Last Gleaming, Personality Crisis, Winnipeg, Manitoba, 1983. Here it comes.
Rock and
why you say? Le grand événement rouge du printemps est de retour chez...
Recommended viewing from the team here at 27th Hour.
That's right. Okay.
We were reminiscing.
Kind of derailed my train of thought. We started talking about the Mighty Boosh and that song, and I just had to play it right away.
Yeah.
So, but it's a good time, actually. Now I think it's almost 11:30.
Yeah, we're having a good time. Are you guys having a good time, everybody out there? Oh, we'll wait. Just see if they...
I hear the city just roaring.
Okay.
Just hear it coming up, rolling up St. Laurent. Just a
roar. Guys, shut up.
Like a wave of sound from this downtown. Here we go. That was the Mighty Boosh with his Vince Noir's punk song. It's about fecal matter, which is great.
And parents.
Yeah. The old On Your Mom. Before that, we heard from the Canadian Subhumans doing Firing Squad and Personality Crisis. Before that, with Twilight's Last Gleaming. So...
Coolness.
Yeah, that was... two tracks from John Card. I don't think he ever played with the Mighty Boosh.
No, that snuck in there. We got a bit distracted.
Yeah, but there'll be...
It's a live show, so we're having a bit of fun, you know. It's, you can do that kind of thing.
We can do whatever we want.
More or less. Within reason? Within sense. So long as you can afford the fine. No.
Don't call in and get us fined.
No. We're nice people. Yeah. It's a good show.
Never mind I said that. You can't even do that. It's not even possible.
Do what?
Call, get a radio show in trouble. There's no governing body that deals with that in Canada, so we're safe.
Okay.
Okay. Speaking of getting derailed.
Let's hear the other guys. We skipped that one.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. The other guys, and then we're going to hear the Dictators. And we'll see where we go from there. The other guys out of Oshawa, Ontario, circa 1980. My friend Garfield on drums.
Here we go.
On amen! We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Indeed. Indeed, indeed, indeed. That was...
Yes. No, it wasn't yes. It was just then. The Mickey Finn, Garden of My Mind.
Lovely track.
I got my garden started. Yeah, my all my plants are they're being green and vegetating and all that. They're happy.
That microphone earlier really like
it's horrid. Yeah. Why?
I told you it was disgusting.
Why did you make me smell it?
I feel like you asked me to smell it, didn't you?
We'll have to listen to the playback.
Yeah, it's raunchy.
Before that, we had Death. You're a prisoner. I'm a prisoner to the smell of that microphone.
Yeah, prisoner.
It is imprisoned within my sinuses.
Look at this. Like, what you played?
Yeah.
The other guys.
Yeah.
Science gone too far.
Yeah.
You're a prisoner.
Yeah.
Garden of my mind.
Correct.
It's like a message.
I make poems with songs. There's a message.
Can science go too far?
We have to listen closely to the song.
I don't know that I would take the dictator's word for it, but I'm willing to explore the question.
Yes.
I don't know if they're the authorities.
I think it's gone too far already. Several times.
Isn't science just the discovery of the real world?
Yeah. It's... Yeah, you can't be too curious, but, or, you know, can you?
I think there's been a couple examples. What happened in Dubai this week?
You remember what happened?
Last week?
Yeah.
When it was last week?
What was that? What happened? Oh, the flooding?
They've been, like, seeding clouds by, like, and spraying salt into them.
Oh, yeah.
To increase their rainfall.
Is that a good idea?
Well, it turns out maybe not. I don't know. I don't know if the fact that they received like 2 years worth of rain in like a small one in one shot.
Maybe they used a bit too much salt. Maybe that's what it is.
Maybe science went too far.
Maybe science went too wrong.
Yeah.
Maybe there was no science involved at all. Maybe people were relying on anecdotes and hearsay.
Yes.
It was just like the Windsor brand table salt being thrown out of an airplane. And that made it rain. Like that. It messed it all up.
Paid collaboration with Windsor.
I don't know. I don't know that this theory has any legs to stand on, really.
I was trying to think of another name of a salt company, but I can't, so.
Sifto?
Sifto.
Yeah. How many salt companies can you name?
There's like Akaios or whatever, the sea salt.
Oh.
There's like, what's the Dollarama one?
I don't know. It's the one with the stripes.
Oh, that's Windsor, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah.
No.
I think like, yeah, they pretty much.
You know what I like about salt besides its yum, yum, yumminess?
Go ahead. Yeah.
It's the only rock that humans eat.
Yes, that's true. The only mineral.
Mm-hmm. It's an actual rock, though. You know?
That's what mineral means.
Yeah. But we can get like other types of minerals in our bodies, but they're in much smaller sizes. But the salt is like an actual rock that you can crunch down on in your with your teeth in your mouth. Where you have them normally.
What would food taste like without it, too?
Not very salty. Yeah.
But it's also...
We'd have to rely on natural sources of salt, like human sweat. And, you know, add two tablespoons of sweat.
Is salt rock not natural, or...? Let's get into some
philosophy, heavy philosophy here on the 27th hour.
Yes, and speaking of sweat, will we be sweating this week as regards the temperature outside? Probably not. It's currently 6 degrees Celsius, partly cloudy, 101.7 kilopascals and rising. With humidity about 50%, Wind from the south at 13 kilometers an hour. Staying clear tonight, going down to 4. Increase, 17 degrees, mainly sunny tomorrow. Oh,
beautiful.
Indeed.
That sounds like a nice day.
That's pretty much the hottest day of, and by hot, I mean like happening day of the week, actually. It gets hotter on Sunday, but only 30% chance of showers.
Okay. What is the dew point?
That's the temperature at which air turns into water. 4.5. No, dew point is -4.
What?
How does that work?
Degrees Celsius. I don't understand. Do you?
I think that's the temperature it has to be for the humidity in the air to precipitate out. So given that it's already only 5 degrees and humidity is at 50%.
It's a whole science thing.
Yes, it's getting, in fact, it's getting out of hand.
This is, well, I think, you know, weather forecasting is a very important science. For us, yes, here in Canada, highly, especially, I mean, it's like a matter of life and death sometimes.
It can be.
Yeah.
It's often, often regarded in, it's not a highly regarded science. A lot of people accuse weather people of, any time you make an error about...
You're an idiot.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly. Which
well,
is,
I spent some time in Italy, and... during that time, the weather report was always given by someone from the military. I think it's the Air Force that's in charge of the weather forecasting there.
Huh.
And during the time that I was there, at one point, I'd watch the weather report. And if they said it was going to rain in the morning and be sunny in the afternoon, it was inevitably the opposite. Every single day. It was nowhere near as accurate and dependable as our good old Canadian forecasting
Minister
models.
Of the Environment.
Mm-hmm. It was really quite astonishing. I thought it was a bit of a culture shock, you know?
Maybe it was you that was confused.
Probably.
Maybe when they say it's raining, they really mean... it's sunny. And when they say it's sunny, they really mean it's raining.
So when they have like a... yeah, maybe I was not reading it.
Because that's what you'll be thinking about. When it's raining, you'll be thinking about the sun. So they'll show you the sun.
Oh,
it's supposed to
yeah, maybe it's a cultural
that's
difference.
That's what you'll be thinking about, yeah.
Cool.
And you just completely missed it.
Yeah.
And really, they were actually 100% on all the time.
Yeah.
Or maybe were wrong, too.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it was a mirage.
The airplanes typically have some of the best forecasts, though. So that is
well, they
surprising.
Have to.
Yeah, you would think.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe it was just the case of, anyways, topography.
Maybe the guy was just like, so this was like a punishment. He did something bad. He like, I don't know, slept with his like superior's daughter or something.
You have to go on the TV.
Yeah, he just really resented it and just didn't want to be there, so he just made up whatever.
Yeah.
That's possible.
Colonel Rossi with the weather.
All right.
Good. I'm glad we talked about that.
I'd like to drop an SNFU track right now.
All right.
And then you got two more tracks. That might do us for the night.
Maybe.
It's 11:50 here on the island of Montreal. If you haven't already slammed your shut off your radio and sworn at it, still about just in frustration, and you're still listening,
no,
come
people
and
like
join
the
us
show.
On the. I'm saying if they haven't, if they have, they probably don't want to know what our Instagram is.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe they do because they just want to troll us.
Oh, okay.
Or send us.
That's a good point.
Hate mail via the comments. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Please don't.
Follow us and
listen.
If you like it,
yeah. Listen and listen to love.
Yeah. 27th hour on Instagram. I don't know if I said that. That's what it is. We're also on Facebook.
Yeah, I don't think I put anything on there today. Did you?
No.
Oh well. Tomorrow.
Yeah.
post a picture of flaming rainbows or something. I don't know.
Ooh, that's heavy, Graham. That's heavy.
Like a rainbow on fire.
Let's dive into the devil's voice. And while you're listening to this, you can imagine it coming out of a burning rainbow.
Hooray.
So here we go. SNFU. Rest in peace, John Guard.
You wanna fight with me or Boris. You may remember me from The Marijuana Party, The Block Pot, or perhaps even Grimskunk. I'm here to tell you that CKUT is the dopest radio on your dial. Stay tuned. Tuned in. Turn on. Listen up.
Good evening. You are tuned into The Tunnel, broadcasting on CKUT 90.3 FM. I'm your host, Nick, and I'm pre-recording this show, going through a playlist I made for the New Year's Bris Brunch at La Trente, where we unveiled the church. The cathedral windows at La Trente and celebrated the circumcision of Jesus January 1st. So enjoy and keep it locked.